Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
That you control. 603-283-6160 is the phone number you can call. That's 603-283-6160. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by ForkFest, happening June 13th through the 16th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. ForkFest is decentralized, so there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. For more information and to connect with other attendees, you can visit the unofficial website forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie,
Jay Noon,
and Riley.
And I'm just going to go straight to you guys' phone calls and thoughts. We have Rob in Vermont. Rob, what is on your mind tonight?
Yeah, conversation you guys had with Claire Best. She's a wealth of information.
She seems like she's full of a lot of information about corruption and government corruption.
Yeah, she actually lives out in L.A., but I think that her and her husband are going to be coming up to New Hampshire. They have some family, I guess, in New Hampshire. They're going to be coming up this year, but the reason why I called is I wanted to make like a little announcement here. And this is right on the subject of what you guys were talking about in terms of, the corrupt police and corrupt officials and the way that we deal with this. And that is on the 24th of April of this month, the city council over in Claremont, New Hampshire, are going to try to fight to get Representative Stone to lose his seat. And I'm thinking that this is a perfect time, for people to, start standing up and calling this, mess out. And, I'm going to be there. And I hope to see a lot of you other guys there, too.
Give us an example of how you would call this mess out. Explain the mess a little bit.
Well, I mean, this New Hampshire State Representative, had a relationship with a girl that was, 15, 16. He threatened his own, superiors. I mean, he's just a horrible person. And this guy's on a legislative seat. In Concord?
Oh, he is. He's on top of being a cop, or is this a different one, sir?
Oh, well, he is not a cop in Claremont anymore because he resigned because he had these investigations that were being looked at on him, and he won a seat over at in Concord as a representative, and then within the last 2 or 3 weeks, Damian Fisher got a FOIA request information on Stone and then just threw his, everything out there to paper for everyone to see, because we need to start calling out these bad cops.
Yes, and this Lori list needs to be a public document, and there is so many cops that should be on this list that aren't, and what people need to start doing is they need to start swearing out affidavits and filing affidavits with of trespass, if these police have trespassed on you, and most of these police are trespassing on people constantly, and send it to their superiors, send it to the state representative, send it to the executive committee. If you look up on the internet, New Hampshire House of Representatives, Executive Committee.
Well, what do you think people should do if they don't want to swear that, like, oh, Leah Cushman represents me and I've hired her to represent me? Because I would never sign those papers.
Personally. Doesn't say you've hired her.
I know. But I'm being kind of dramatic on purpose.
If they represent the people in
general.
But
she doesn't represent me and I don't agree to that.
Well, then if you claim you have no representation, you have no representation and the beatings will continue.
I don't think that's the only... if no one represents me instead of myself, then, they're going to keep doing... I think that there are different things that could be done this hasn't done anything in the last 250 years or whatever.
It hasn't been done in the last... It's been well over 100 and some odd years since this type of thing that we have done with Leah Commission.
I just mean the Cushman idea that you done. Can tell state reps or whoever what to do and that they represent you and make them do what you want.
Because that's the remedy in the Constitution, that the state representatives are a part of a trust. And this trust is the Constitution. They swore an oath to it. You didn't swear an oath to the Constitution. I didn't swear an oath to the Constitution. The state representatives did. And it's a trust indenture is what the Constitution refers to itself.
Like, speaking of me not swearing an oath to the Constitution, right. I never agreed to be part of this system at all. So I just don't think that I'm going to go put my name on some papers basically saying that that's basically no one could tell me that I didn't agree to this anymore if I signed something like that saying, oh, Leah Cushman represents me and I told her what to do and now she's going to do this. That's basically like joining the social contract. Then they're going to be like, well, you agreed to tell you can't put this
in
your body or whatever.
I guess it could be joining a social contract, but you know, if nobody orders these representatives to do anything by affidavit, then the lobbyists will just have their way with the representatives and they won't represent the people. The representatives need instruction, and the only way they can receive instruction is via sworn affidavit. That is how they operate. That
and
is
then
how
they
the
can just choose not to listen to it anyway.
Right, they can choose that, and we have a few representatives that are choosing not to do that. And
sounds like all of them are, except Leah Cushman or a handful, maybe.
There's many of them that are, and an example is going to be made out of them. We'll see what happens. For violating their oath of office, and there is.
But who's going to put them in jail?
I'm not sure how all that's going to play out. I'm not I don't have all these answers. But
I just wouldn't risk putting my name on a piece of paper that says, "Oh, I agreed to all this stuff. Now you can tax me as much as you want."
That doesn't say that on.
It doesn't have to say that for me to say I'm agreeing to this system, and then they can extrapolate all of that from there.
Is you're commanding?
I don't command anyone who doesn't work for me
to do their job.
She's not my public servant. I don't want any of them to be my public servant.
Okay, then you're not going to be representative in this so-called Republican representative form of government.
And I don't want to. I want them to leave me alone.
But they won't leave you alone. And the only way that you can do a redress of grievance, essentially, is to do the redress of grievance through the legislature. Because
then I really don't want her to represent me if she refuses to leave me alone and if I don't tell her what to do or whatever you're saying. And Leah Cushman's already voted against my right to put any substance I want in my body. I don't like her. I don't like any of these people.
So pick one that you do like.
No, there's not anyone that would do every single thing I want because they don't represent me because they're not me or my husband or something like that. And I don't want to give any of them any types of power over me via saying that they work for me.
If you want to complain about it but not take any actual fundamental steps to do anything.
Oh, I should just move to Somalia?
No, you should take some fun, read these constitutions, study these documents.
I understand that you're like at your wit's end because like you have this system, this situation that happened to you, but like so did I.
Yep.
The government's going after me too, my family too, and ruining my family's lives too. And I definitely don't think the answer is to become buddy-buddy with them and act like...
It's not about coming buddy-buddy. It's commanding them to do their freaking job. Their job is to protect your rights. Of course, they're not going to unless you command them. For hundreds of years, for well over 100 years now, the people have just been not doing anything. They don't file actual claims. They don't file affidavits. They don't swear under oath that they were trespassed on and this happens and you did this to me and you need to correct the situation.
You know how I do that with my voice?
Right, but they don't care.
I tell people about it all the time.
Right, but an affidavit is powerful, and it stands as truth until it's rebutted. So you put facts in these affidavits of the trespass against you, and these guys will not rebut them because they're not in honor. Nobody's in honor in this government. And when these affidavits go unrebutted, and then there's steps that we can go about this. I'm still learning about this process, but we need to study and do something, because if you just complain on a radio about it, really nothing happens. I mean, look at all these protesters.
If you just complain on a piece of paper about it, nothing happens.
If you sign a piece of paper under oath that the statements are true, and you're swearing they're true, they are truth until they are rebutted, and then they don't rebut them. This is all steps that we have to take to file lawsuits and tort claims against these guys, and it has been happening. How do you think $300 million just in little old 1.3 million population New Hampshire got paid out by the state based on DCYF? Because people,
they'll do whatever they want?
No, because people filed claims against these guys, and what the state is doing is they are paying off the claims. They are settling the claims. The only way a lawsuit gets filed is with an affidavit. The only way
a
redress of
grievance... It's not a good thing that the taxpayers had to give people money something happened to
them. It's not, and this is why DCYF should be shut down. This is another example. And if DCYF is not shut down, if this committee to investigate DCYF does not shut it down, the legislature does not shut it down, then the guys in the legislature who fight against this are at war with the people. They're at war with the Constitution. They have been instructed by the people. Multiple people have instructed them, and we are setting them up like dominoes to take these guys down politically with lawsuits and other means when they have zero evidence.
What judge is going to roll on in your favor? I just watched the most sham trial ever. Jason Gerhard in the federal court for recording in the...
We don't need judges to rule in our favor. From this,
in a lawsuit,
these lawsuits can be done by what's called I forget the term off the top of my head right now, but there is remedy that I'm learning about. I don't know all the answers to this. I've been fighting these kind of battles. I personally feel I've been pretty successful at a lot of this stuff when it comes to it. I mean, just these, I'm like the least injured individual that of these people who are testifying about the stuff that DCYF does to them. I mean, my kids weren't stolen and raped and stuff like that.
Did was great by just standing up for yourself in a literal sense with your words, right, on your property. That's great. I think that's the only thing that I've seen actually do anything for you. I haven't seen Leah Cushman or a same state representative at all do something for you or signing any paper. And it just kind of frustrates me because I just don't understand. Like, you're kind of like arguing for the state at this point. And
I'm not arguing for the state. I'm arguing that we use the remedy that was put in the Constitution, the remedies that are in these maxims of law. You know, the Constitution is a document created by people that created the state. The state of New Hampshire that we're interacting with now is not a creature created by the Constitution. It doesn't operate within the Constitution. The state of New Hampshire is a franchise of a corporation calling itself United States. It's a franchise of the District of Columbia. Has been since the late 1800s. I think Massachusetts became one of these municipal corporations in the 1880s. And so the state of New Hampshire Incorporated is totally different than the state of New Hampshire Republic. Mm-hmm. The New Hampshire Republic is an entity that runs by the Constitution. So you start asking judges if they work for the state of New Hampshire Incorporation or the state of New Hampshire.
In the federal court case with Jason Gerhard for filming in the trial, it was Frank that brought this up. So Frank Footloose Staples, we've talked about him on the show. He's actually called in a few times before. He also went to court the same the next like hour for filming inside a federal courthouse. Well, he brought up the fact that he did some digging. He went to the attorney general, I think it is, and he found out that the federal government, have not followed the correct procedure to actually operate in New Hampshire. And they were supposed to do something, like fill out some form, and it's clearly written down that that's what the federal government has to do whenever they want to operate inside of the state of New Hampshire. And he showed them like proof that they haven't done that, or at least that they hadn't shown proof that they had done it. And the prosecution just said, like, this is ridiculous, man. Like, we object, and like, we don't want him talking about this. What's the relevance? And she was like, yeah, whatever. I don't see the relevance. And also they also said, federal government supremacy the supremacy clause or something like that.
Yeah, and, which is also kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, which is absolutely ridiculous. They will just tell you, we don't need your permission to do whatever we want, and that's the end of the story. Unless, like, more people than they have guns come up with guns and start shooting people, I just don't see how the people are going to change anything through the system. Like, I think the thing is, like, people have to change the idea that other people have authority over them. And by me signing some piece of paper saying Leo Cushman has authority to do whatever on my behalf, like, that's not saying that she has authority.
It can be anybody.
But so, I'm just giving an example.
Right. So it could be any state representative.
I don't want any of them. Whichever one is the best one, like, say Matt Santanastasso. I do not give him permission to represent me.
I don't know what to tell you then. I mean, there are other things. You could go to, you know, to one stupid F... and three other words after it, .com, and you can check out that stuff. Study that contract killer course that Brandon J. Joey Williams does. That's that's pretty powerful stuff. But getting yourself out of the system is really, really difficult to do without getting injured at the same time or imprisoned.
With these... what's it called? These processes, yeah, but not with just, like, me and my friends come together and say, we're not part of that, and that's all we have to, like, that's all I have to say, period. The Shire Society Declaration, I agreed to that, but I don't think I have to go through all these processes, especially, like, the point of the Free State Project is for people to come together and say that and not just... have to go through certain processes. Like, if I declare it to be true, it's true that I am not under these people's control. But since this is a call and talk radio show, I want to give an unscreened caller. I don't know if I can say the name that's on the screen here. So, unscreened caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? I just mean, I don't know if he wants me to say it.
Yeah, it's fine. So I'm calling in because Jay has talked a lot about affidavits and the work he's done for it. Does he realize the difference between a verbal and a written affidavit? Because it seems like he's looking at all these officers that have sworn oaths. And so, like, when you think about it in a courtroom, like, there's no written record other than the court transcript of someone swearing to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And so I think that there's a lot of these law enforcement agencies in Massachusetts that probably just have verbal oaths and there's no paperwork to back it up. That doesn't mean they're not sworn officers. It just means that there's no written record of that oath.
Well, so the Massachusetts thing I was talking about last week, the Massachusetts code and or law, actually it says it in their code and in the Constitution of Massachusetts, that oaths are to be sworn and subscribed. So they are to be signed with a wet ink with a pen. These guys are supposed to sign them by hand, and they don't. Now, with the lawyers and the prosecutors and the judges that didn't have any of these no signature on their oath card, they got a line for a signature. They got their name printed on it from, like, a typewriter in all caps, of course.
Huh.
And but there's no sign on any oath card for any of these judges or prosecutors that we looked into. And what they said is, yeah, well, we did an auditorium style. When I did my oath, it was with, you know, hundreds of other people doing the oath at the same time.
So
we did it not in the auditorium.
Is their oath valid or invalid now?
Well, I would have to say if the, you know, the founding document that creates these entities, both on the statutory and the constitutional side, state that it must be subscribed, signed, then they don't have an oath on file. So it's like the social contract I want to talk about. Well, does it bear my signature? And so these things would need to bear a signature. But the thing is they're not operating under the Constitution. They're not operating, and they're operating with a presumption that you aren't one of the people, obviously, that you don't have any constitutional rights. They're operating on the presumption that you have waived these rights. And if you start reading all about, if you, like, take the contract killer course that Brandon Joey Williams does, which I haven't gone through the course yet, you know, it's a 39 continuous days of watching a 45-minute video every day that he emails you. I've watched some of these clips and stuff that he talks about, but basically it gives you a really good understanding of how you sold yourself into slavery by signing documents like tax forms.
I don't agree that that licenses. Actually is me selling myself into slavery or anyone else when
Whether
they don't
you agree
understand.
Or not.
No, when they don't understand what they're doing. I didn't get sat down with like a lawyer and explain to
doesn't
you.
Doesn't matter if you
yes,
think
it does
that or not.
Because the contract's not valid
no,
if you
doesn't.
Don't have the ability to understand what you're doing.
Here's why it
that
doesn't
is just
matter.
Like normal contract law.
If you sign a deal with the devil, do a deal with the devil, which is basically what you're doing when you sign any government forms, and
without
you,
like proper. Being yep. educated on it.
Right.
No, because that's not how contracts work. If somebody tries to get me to sign something in a different language than I speak, it's not valid. No one would agree to that. No one would say if I signed something in Spanish when I don't speak Spanish that, well, sorry, you signed sold your soul to the devil. It's over now. No one would agree. And this is called legalese. I don't speak that.
So you were not fully informed.
Exactly. So it's not the case anymore. The people
who work for the devil, the cult members that are part of the state of New Hampshire, the county of Cheshire, the city of Keene, the United States, all those cult worshipping people who believe that you signed, they believe the presumption that you are subject to their jurisdiction, that you are a person, a United States citizen, subject to your jurisdiction, they'll kill you over that belief.
I know, but that's the thing. They'll do it anyway. They'll kill you over just actually doing the correct process.
They but when you understand...
Put the guy that Bear Arms always references in jail. Your guy could go to jail tomorrow. Like,
sure.
Ian's in jail and he didn't actually break any laws.
Right.
So it's like there's no point in being like, I found the actual proper way to do this now until you actually have like a video of yourself like getting everything kicked out.
Because the presumption is that you are under their jurisdiction.
So why do they want to presume that we're under their jurisdiction automatically?
So you're a slave, and the presumption is you're under their jurisdiction. Now, one of the things that I have done is I have not stepped in any of these jurisdictional traps over the years. My dad, you know, had me understanding this stuff. Like when I did get a driver's license, I attached a document with it. I, you know, signed it all rights reserved. In fact. And you know, I did a public records request years ago for those documents when I sort of did my own contract killer, you know, thing going through these, and I got rid of these documents and I served the state with fee schedules along with affidavits letting them know that I have revoked any power of attorney they have given that I have knowingly or unknowingly given to them. I did a whole sort of process I kind of like put together myself 10 years ago, and for me personally it has seemed to work quite well.
What was that
so
before
far.
Or after they took your property from you?
That was just after they took the property.
Okay.
Which is something I'm actually looking into doing a tort claim against, that property seizure that was 12 years ago.
Hmm.
Which essentially there's no statute of limitations from what I understand. And we got a couple of things going on, but that's one of the things that I'm planning on looking into is going after the town of Palmer. Actually, I have been looking into it. Looks like it can be pretty successful because everything the state is doing it, they don't have the authority to do it is the bottom line.
603-283-6160. I hope that answered your question, Matthew. You can stay on the air if you want to, if you have more to add to that. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. You can call with whatever's on your mind. More coming up. Don't go anywhere. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
U.S. USA News update. Two of the seven seated jurors in President Trump's hush money criminal trial are being dismissed from the panel. One was released after inquiries into his arrest record, while another was excused due to concerns about media exposure of her identity. Trump continues to appear in the New York court rather than on the campaign trail. Hunter Biden is asking appellate courts in both of his criminal cases to consider dismissing his tax and gun charges. Biden asked the Third Circuit Court of Appeals earlier this week to hear his arguments for dismissal after a judge in Delaware denied Biden's requests to drop three felonies related to a 2018 gun purchase. Authorities are continuing their investigation into the origins of the Maui fires from last year, which claimed the lives of 101 people. According to a report by the state attorney general, a significant windstorm caused power lines to topple in Lahaina, igniting that initial fire on that August day. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
And here on Free Talk Live, you can call 603-283-6160. The lines are actually full right now. 603-283-6160 is the phone number you can call and see if you can get in them. And if you call on the SIP line, you'll be the only person on the SIP line, actually. It's Free Talk Live, and with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie,
Jay,
and Riley.
And Matthew is calling, was on the line in the last segment, and I just want to know, did that answer your question? You had a question for Jay. You asked if he knows the difference between oral and written oaths. So did that answer your question? Do you have anything else on your mind?
It did, and I thought he would find it amusing to know that so every time in the military that I've been promoted, I have to not only swear an oath, but you have to physically sign the piece of paper, and they make it clear to you that what you say doesn't matter. The only thing that actually matters is the ink that you put on paper. So at least on the federal level, they're doing things correctly.
That does seem to correlate with what Jay is saying. So it kind of brings more credence to his idea that they aren't under oath, because if the people in the military are told, oh, it doesn't matter what you say, it matters what you write down, like, you would think it would apply to the cops too. But anyways, thank you for the call, Matthew. We also have, I almost said former, but another co-host of ours on Free Talk Live on Saturday and Sunday nights. We have Peakless Mountaineer on the line. Peakless Mountaineer, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to briefly talk about the FISA amendments that are going through.
What is that?
So FISA is it's an end run around getting a warrant in order to spy on people. And in theory, the idea is that, well, these aren't U.S. citizens, so they don't have rights. But they are very frequently being used to spy on U.S. citizens by connecting them with someone who is not.
In this, do they state that it's for non-U.S. citizens or it's for potential enemies to the United States? Because let's remember that U.S. citizens in 1933, with the amendment of the Trading with the Enemy Act, U.S. citizens got classified as enemies of the United States in 1933.
Oh.
I'm not sure which one it does. I know that the way that people are putting up with it is because it's for those who aren't citizens and therefore theoretically don't have the rights of privacy or their papers and all of that.
So, what does this mean to you, Like, why did this? Why is this important enough to talk about on the radio?
Right. The reason I wanted to talk about it, two things. One, I wanted to give out a number that is useful for calling whichever senator is in your area code. And the other thing I wanted to, the reason for the number, so they're redefining this term, because as Jay will certainly attest, a lot of this comes down to the definitions that they use. And they're redefining a communications service provider to be just the broadest possible definition, including, like, if you have a cleaning lady and she comes into your home where your laptop is, she is being defined as a communications service provider. And
oh,
the
wow.
reason that this is, and the reason this is important, part of the FISA thing is that the NSA can force labor out of anyone that is a communications service provider. So they can, with this, and she would have a gag order if this happened, but they could have your cleaning lady be forced to go in and, like, plug in this thumb drive into your laptop because she's a communications service provider if this thing passes. And, yeah.
Because she is not, just because she is, like, you know, what they call legal immigrant. And she's in your house?
This is for citizens. No, like, the requirement is that you have access to equipment that communications are transmitted or stored on.
What?
So, yeah, they're just really expanding this communication service provider definition to basically be anyone with access to any kind of communications equipment of anyone. And at that point, they can just essentially enslave you, make you do unpaid labor in just spying on anyone that they want to. And then you are not allowed to talk about it.
It just sounds like the tyrants, despots, and thieves are trying to make us more of their slaves for whatever reason.
Because they love control.
Yeah, definitely. They've publicly recognized in things like the World Economic Forum that the big problem right now is information. So they are trying everything they can to clamp down on our ability to speak to each other.
So a troll in the troll chat, the On Air Now chat on Matrix for Free Talk Live says, as long as there's a foreign element to the conversation, they can use FISA. So if a foreign national is involved or if it takes place in a foreign country or the data goes through a foreign country, does that line up with what you think that all this means?
Yep, that's accurate.
What is a foreign country?
Right.
So
these are all legal terms.
Christopher Gronsky in his at destinationfreedoms.org, he part of his presentation he talks about that New Hampshire, for example, is foreign to New York because they are independent sovereign nations, a nation state of New York and a nation state of New Hampshire. They are also foreign to the United States, and there's Supreme Court rulings on this. There's all kinds of things that back up this statement. So in this FISA thing, if they're saying it's a foreign nation, well, the United States is a foreign nation with respect to the nation state of New Hampshire or the nation state of Massachusetts. They're independent sovereign nation states. But there's also a New Hampshire that is a corporate franchise. It's just of the United States. It's a different entity. So, yes, they would be using this totally to spy on, quote-unquote, foreigners, because someone who's living in New Hampshire is technically a foreigner to the United States, to the District of Columbia. But so and start, can be a United States citizen at the same time.
It seems purposely very broad in general, so they could probably use it for just like what Jay is saying. Any reason that gives them any reason
to part of this is they do a lot of this through incorporation. You know, everyone incorporates every business that they do for some mad reason. So, okay, now you're incorporated in the District of Columbia. They can tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm. But even if you didn't do any of that stuff and then you're using an internet access and somehow you're using like the wrong app or something like that and the data goes through a foreign nation like Canada or something, it seems like they're just making this like, oh, we can basically, you know, spy on you no matter what.
Well, yeah, I mean, the way it's structured is they can pretty much collect anything that they even suspect has anything to do with any foreign national, and then they're just supposed to, you know, on their honor, ignore the stuff that is exclusively American. So, yeah, it's just a really, really big expansion of powers that honestly I do expect them to use.
Wow. So at first I thought you were saying this was something that may pass, but this from Crenshaw.house.gov says that this amendment already passed. And apparently it's a Dan Crenshaw.
It passed the House, but hasn't passed the Senate yet.
Oh, okay. That's what it's saying here. Yeah. The House of Representatives passed the amendment by Congressman Dan Crenshaw, who everyone's only ever heard of like a bad guy. He has like a name that sounds a lot like a henchman, you know?
So when is the Senate supposed to vote on it? When is the Senate supposed to vote on it?
I'm not sure, but it seems that they haven't yet. I mean, it's politics, so, you know, they play all sorts of games, all according to their Rogers rules and everything.
Yeah.
They literally do play games. It's so silly. Like, if you've ever been to the State House while they're voting on things, and they have to start asking things in a question, like, if you would not want to see our rights be degraded in this way, would you press the green button and vote yes or whatever. It's weird.
It's Robert's Rules of Order. They have to have certain decorum.
It's weird. It's almost like gross. It's like, yeah, you guys are not even speaking English. You're playing a weird game.
Confusing everybody purposely.
Yeah. And it's like, seems absolutely like some kind of Masonic like meeting, you know?
And also,
well, I mean, they are literally occulting.
They are.
And let's not forget, the common masses, the vocabulary of people today has been degraded compared to, you know, previous generations. Like, our grandparents used thousands more words than we do generally. But,
yeah,
but also, you know, the younger generation is getting one way input from internet devices. They're not reading books. Many of your kids, I've been hearing all kinds of stuff about how there's like so many high school graduates that can't even read at like a third grade level. And another thing that we're finding is we're seeing a lot of these, you know, homeschool kids that are now in their 20s and, you know, in their mid 20s are thriving. They're doing really good. They're hustling. They're making money. A lot of them are entrepreneurs, and you're seeing a lot of these, like, there's a lot of examples of these parents who are all around the country who are getting hammered on by DCYF and Child Protective Services because they're homeschoolers, because they're, you know, families, and which, you know, the state hates families because, you know, families are really strong and they're the hardest thing to defeat, so they need to be obliterated.
Yeah, they got to get rid of the family. The family unit's the backbone of society.
I just watched Idiocracy for the first time like a few days ago, or maybe like a week ago at this point, and I just can't unsee it now. Like, so many things around me are just, it's actually exactly like that movie. Like, I saw a new Oreo product, and instead of being like double stuffed Oreo, this is it has even more of the white filling in it. And this this product is called sorry, I almost coughed. This product is called Most Stuff, and the F, the word stuff only has one F. It doesn't even make sense. Like, this is Oreo, Most Stuff. Why drop the F? Just to make it, like, appeal to stupider people or something? And then also, like, Most Stuff doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, it's...
Well, because they misspell all the apps.
Yeah.
All the young kids are doing it. But, yeah, I definitely wanted to send out the number. So if people are interested, they can call this. It'll connect them to their senator, and they can say, hey, please do not pass this FISA amendment.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so that's 202-899-8938. 202-899-8938.
Ew, a DC number.
Well, that's a congressional switchboard, I think.
Yeah, sounds like it.
So you should know the name of your representative, at least, your federal... Right.
It seems to be connecting according to you call in, you enter your zip code, and then it connects you with one and then the other of your senators.
All right. Well, is there anything else you want to add, Peekless Mountaineer?
Two things. Number one, like you had briefly asked, like, why is it always with the kids? And the reason that it's always with the kids is these blackmail networks get set up because these things are universally reviled. So anything that is just absolutely disgusting to any normal person, you can expect that there is a network of power and blackmail built up around that.
That makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
If you can blackmail somebody, you have a lot more control over them.
But also, if you create a job where someone's job is to pretend to be a child, sexualized, and like flirting with older men, then some creep is going to be the person to apply to that freaking job. Don't you? Like, that's what I always think about those people.
Or yeah, they become a creep.
From
doing a job. And the thing is,
how could you stomach it any other way?
Well, and the thing is, too, with, like, what's this cop's name that we were just talking about a little while ago?
I already forgot. Jonathan, or something?
Anyways, the thing is with these guys is, like, Hunter Biden's son is the example I like to use. He's been able to get away with stuff because he's a part of the protected class.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're part of the protected class, whether you're a cop, a social worker, a confidential informant, you can really, really do a lot of vile, bad things and just keep getting away with it and getting away with it. So when these investigators start getting a dopamine hit from nailing people and you know, putting people away and getting people charged with stuff and doing all these things, it gets to the point to where they don't care if the guy is guilty or not. They just want the conviction. They want the plea bargain. They want the, you know, this is how they, this is the only way in these, you know, bureaucratic, you know, systems where they can advance their pay, get higher up the ladder, get more authority, get more power, more clout.
And that's the thing. Like, it's not even a matter of just they get away with it because they're in these special classes. That's definitely how it starts and a big part of it. But when it comes to the really high levels of power, you only get advancement because they can trust you. And the only way that monsters like this can ever acquire anything like trust is by having blackmail over each other. So it actually advances your career by doing these inhuman, monstrous acts and having the right person have that to blackmail you with if they need to.
That's a scary thought.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yep, and
that's why Epstein is not the only one with that job.
Right.
I doubt it, yeah. I doubt that he is the only one.
I really think the algorithm, you know, Google, whoever's mining the data, is, you know, it's a sort of able to figure out who the dark evil people are, figure out who the pedophiles are before they're pedophiles. I also believe with like this porn culture that a lot of young men are sort of getting, you know, pushed by, you know, the barely 18 porn and the schoolgirl porn and, you know, this young girl anime stuff. To sort of morph their or program their mind into, you know, desiring, you know, that kind of or to having that attraction. I don't know if that's really possible.
Having some of that attraction is just going to be a natural event of you want the maximum number of procreation years from your partner. So it takes that natural desire that's already there and puts it into a very carefully selected maze of all wrong decisions.
Right. Right. Yep. Yeah. That's a pretty good way to put it. But yeah, like I said, I was having a talk with a mom about her teenage son, and she's concerned about the porn, and I think I actually might have given her anxiety talking about how this stuff is literally programming these pubescent boys to what they want in a woman, and basically the result is that woman doesn't exist. Whatever the AI bot or algorithm,
Well, right, and on the other side of that, you end up with women whose job is to present that woman as if she did exist on things like OnlyFans.
Yep.
Right, which I think OnlyFans is going to be totally dominated by AI bots anyways pretty soon because,
that's a lot cheaper than, spending even, the few minutes to, set up your camera right, to take a picture of your butt or whatever. It's cheaper to just make a bunch of AI women all at once that don't need to get paid or anything.
Of course, and then...
Yeah, it's probably inevitable.
Even a man can create a bunch of AI and make millions.
That's a good point.
And that's probably exactly how it's going down. Some dude, some sweaty fat guy in his pizza-stained, sweatpants and sweatshirt, sitting behind his computer in his gaming chair. He's got his AI bot, working a whole bunch of dudes for him and making money.
And on just a general sense, I wanted to point out that, you're both making very good points as far as, the legal method is a potential possible way of making some headway, but we also haven't seen a lot of results with that. And the way I see it, you're both right, and the way that we need to keep going, I take a completely different tech path, which is I think that what we need to focus on is getting rid of their money and their corporate structure. But the thing that really makes us successful is that we're taking all of these paths at the same time. So yeah, absolutely push that attack legally to the point where you're okay, now you've got this affidavit that they're definitely defying. Okay, so definitely make the next step that you can make on that. And also, okay, you're not making the affidavit because you want to continue to say, I have never opted into this system. And yeah, that means that you need to take that purity of intention and, speak to people about, hey, we cannot acknowledge this as something that is real and true.
Well, thank you so much for that. I definitely agree. I want everybody to take whatever... angles they can against this behemoth, which is the empire called the United States government and also the state ones as well. And I would definitely want to stop anyone else from doing whatever. I'm not going to run for a state rep, for example, but I also don't think it's a bad idea for the libertarians that do get into doing that. And they're doing a lot of good stuff in there as well. And I agree with you that the money is one of the biggest things. It's one of my favorite things to help people with. It's I can help you do something that hurts the state and actually possibly can get, help you get control of your money and savings as well. That seems like such a good activism in any way you can look at it.
Yeah, and a big part of that also gets into part of what Jay's talking about. If we can set up these economic systems that don't rely on incorporating our businesses, that does a really good job of keeping us away from this corruption.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and these jurisdictional traps. Yeah, for example, right. When the Department of Agriculture came after my father in Massachusetts for being a horse dealer, a horse trader, a dealer, a livestock mm-hmm. dealer, operating a riding school, transporting horses, having a boarding stable, they had licenses for all this stuff, and they served my father with some kind of cease and desist order, and we responded with our answer was a cease and desist order to them, and then also and then asking them for the instrument that bears his signature, where he willingly and knowingly agreed to perform for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and also, you know, I require whatever he put $100,000 per hour to perform for you, and that was the end of it. Never heard anything more about it. But when it comes to this affidavit stuff I was talking about, I just reposted on my Twitter page, which is J Noon Man Camp. I put a post here. I just reposted a post from Leah Cushman that is a, and you can play this recording of David Jose having people come on and explain how they did these affidavits and everything changed in their case. And I think most of the people that come on this particular Twitter space were all having issues with DCYF. And they started in, and basically what you're doing with these affidavits is you're commanding and informing people in government. Because the thing is these people in government don't even understand and know what their jobs are. They don't know what's going on. And this is just like, time and time again, they have no clue. I mean, just look at, you know, half of the Biden administration. You know, they're there, you know, because of, you know, the the DEI initiative, you know, the diversity, you know,
inclusion, equity, something like that.
Yeah, I like to call
they're just there to fill seats, yeah, essentially.
Right. So, and there's just so many people that are, you know, going to get along. They don't, like, even a social worker in my case, she's never read the New Hampshire Constitution. You watch that video I have on YouTube where I ask her if she has an oath of office. She has no idea what I'm talking about. Wow. And, you know, and they're going around taking kids. But, you know, these Child Protective Services is not part of the government. It's a governmental municipal corporation. It's a governmental agency. It even says it right in their own documents.
Well, apparently Israel, my dad's just texted me, and I'm looking at this like breaking news right now. Apparently Israel's just shot Iran and Iraq and one other country with missiles. I really hope that doesn't mean we're about to go into like World War III. Oh, Syria. So in the last 20 or 30 minutes, Israel shot Iran and Iraq and Syria. So I really hope we don't have to go freaking
follow
them and help them.
Yeah, I hope.
I hope that we stay out of this.
Right.
I hope so too.
I
hope Russia stays out of this.
Yeah.
I hope the U.S. dollar collapses and is worth nothing, so Israel can't be funded to just
go
be a reckless
people.
Menace in the Middle East.
Irene, you can help that process along using cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin that we've been talking about on Free Talk Live more than any other, or longer than any other medium. It's been Free Talk Live. You can go to freetalklive.com. Thanks, everyone, for the calls. There are a lot of good calls tonight, and thanks for listening. Peace.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.